In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to our series of treasures, and we are commenting on the Epistle of Romans for St. Paul. As we mentioned before, in the first chapter, St. Paul made it clear that all Gentiles are corrupted. They are living in sinful life, and they need salvation, they need somebody to save them. On the second chapter, he mentioned the Jew. Also, the state of the Jew is the same. They all corrupted because they lack righteousness. They couldn't do the commandments of the law. They couldn't follow the law of Moses. So they are still corrupted. And on the third chapter, he made it clear there is none righteous. No, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. So now the problem is everywhere. All people need to be saved. All Gentiles and Jews need Savior, somebody to save them. And he couldn't be a normal man because all men are corrupted in their nature. So that's the need for the Savior to come. Our Lord Jesus Christ came to save us, and he made it clear that this is the only way for salvation for man, humankind. Now it's the problem of Abraham. The Jew people considered Abraham as their forefather, and they belong to Abraham. They think that Abraham is a Jew, is one of them, and because they are the offspring of Abraham, now they are the people of God, the chosen people of God. So St. Paul wanted to prove that Abraham is not the father of the Jew, but the father of all believers, because he was righteous because he believed in God, not because he followed the law of Moses, because Moses came after Abraham after hundreds of years, and not also because of being circumcised, because he was mentioned as righteous before being circumcised. Let's start reading chapter 4 from the Epistle of Romans. What then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. If Abraham, by doing the commandments of the law, or by circumcision, or by sacrifices, he was made righteous, he was considered to be good, now he had the chance to boast, to feel proud of himself. But there is no pride in Abraham, because Abraham believed in God himself, that he will save him. He is not righteous by himself. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So just because of his belief, his faith, he was accounted to be righteous. So that's the key of the whole story, that believing in God, believing in the Savior himself, believing in the role of God himself to save man, is the key for salvation, not the works by itself. No one can save himself. No one can rescue himself from the corruption happened. Now, to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debit. It means that if he is just doing good things, he will be paid for these good things like wages. But because it's the grace of God, the gift of God, it's totally out of generosity of the Lord himself to save his people. So it's not, you know, he did not pay for this. It, to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace. If we pay for our salvation as if we are, you know, God is, you know, indebted to us. He should give us the salvation. But because we believe in him, it's out of his grace, out of his generosity and mercy, he gives salvation to everyone. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justified the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. So with no work, with no commandments, with no circumcision, with no animal sacrifice, just out of the grace of God, just to believe in the grace of God, this will consider the meaning of righteousness in the New Testament. To him who does not work but believes on him who justified the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. We have to remind ourselves that he's speaking about the works of the law, the old law of Moses. He does not mean the works of the Christian life, because being good Christian, you should work to imitate Christ, to be Christ-like. So you have many good works you should do just out of your belief. Because you are faithful to Christ, you should live Christian life. So he's not focusing now on the works of the Christian life. He's focusing on the idea of the role of the works related to the Old Testament idea, the works of the law, and the role of this in salvation. So it has nothing to do with salvation. All people fail to be saved, fail to save their lives by their works. They all need the Savior, need the salvation from the grace of God. Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. So he's mentioning now part of the Psalms given by David to make it strongly proved that, you know, it's not out of man's work, but out of God's grace. So he gave us this witness from the Psalms. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. So by blessing these men who were forgiven for their sins, he did not mention any good works or any works of the law now. It's the blessing, the grace of God. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. So that's the meaning of salvation, to cover the sins, to forgive the sins. And blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. Now he is discussing this verse. Does this blessedness then come upon the circumcised only? Because the real problem of the Romans epistle is the idea of the Jew and the pagans, and the circumcised people and the uncircumcised. So this promise given in the Psalm was not for the circumcised, because he's just saying, blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven. He did not mention circumcised people. So he is asking this way, that this blessedness then come upon the circumcised only, or upon the uncircumcised also? For we say that faith was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. How then was it accounted? Again, he's repeating the same idea. When Abraham was considered righteous, when he was given the righteousness of God, he was not circumcised at that time. Circumcision came later. But when it was clear in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, that God put it this way, he was accounted as righteous just because of his faith. And till this minute, he was not yet circumcised. While he was circumcised or uncircumcised, he is asking, St. Paul is asking, was Abraham, when he was considered righteous, he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. So this word given by God for Abraham to be accounted as righteous was in his state of uncircumcision. As if Abraham at that minute was not a Jew person, was not the people of God. He was just like any other pagan. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith. Though he believed that the faith, he was considered righteous. The second point, then he was circumcised as the seal for this. So faith comes before being righteous, and being righteous now he is ready to be circumcised. So the key here is to believe, is the faith. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe. Now Abraham is the father of all believers, because when he believed in God, he was not a Jew, he was not circumcised. And then he became circumcised. So he is the father of everyone, the circumcised believer and the uncircumcised believers. So Abraham, by his name, he is the father of all Gentiles who believe in God. Though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also. So he is repeating the same meaning, that the gift of righteousness is given to all people, circumcised or uncircumcised, in when they believe in God. And the father of circumcision to those who not only are of the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of the faith, which our father Abraham had while still uncircumcised. Now he is mentioning the works. Because Abraham, when he believed in God, it was not kind of a theoretical faith or passive type of faith. He worked hard according to his faith. He proved his belief in God by obeying God, by doing good works. So his acts proved his faith. So he's mentioning that for those Jews who believe that just being circumcised is enough for them to be righteous with no works, it's not accepted by God. Because Abraham, the role model of everyone, the first believer in God for this idea of being righteous, actually he worked the works of his faith. So he proved his belief in God by acting good, acting according to the will of God. So he's saying, the father of circumcision to those who not only are of the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of the faith. Steps of the faith meaning the works of the faith, which our father Abraham had while still uncircumcised. Abraham was doing good, was obeying God even before being circumcised. For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Now he finished the story of circumcision and uncircumcision. He proved that Abraham is the father of all believers, so he is the father of the Gentiles too, when they believe in God. And that's exactly what the Lord said once, that people will come from the far east to the west to be in the bosom of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob because of their belief. So all Gentiles are invited to be the people of God and to have Abraham as their father. The promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law. Now the promise given to Abraham that in you and in your seed all Gentiles, all people will be blessed. So the people who believe in God, following the steps of the faith of Abraham, will be blessed, will be saved, will be the people of God. So this was not, the promise was not given following the law of Moses. The law of Moses came like more than 400 years later. So the promise was there for everyone to believe in God and to walk in the steps following Abraham's faith, even before any commandment given in Moses' law. For if those who are of the law are hired, faith is made void and the promise made of no effect. So if we consider the righteousness always related to the law of Moses, this means that the faith had nothing to do with the righteousness. Because if Moses saying that just obeying the law given by God through Moses is the only way for righteousness, as if he is saying that forget everything about faith, forget about the promise of given to Abraham, focus only on the law. Actually, Abraham was much earlier than Moses, and the promise of righteousness was only related to faith. So what is the role of the law now? Because the law brings about wrath. For where there is no law, there is no transgression. Actually, before the law, people was doing sin. People were never righteous, were never pure. But when the law came and people now knew what should they do, and they failed to do the good, the righteous way, to follow the commandments, now it's, you know, the transgression was proved that these people had done bad, so they are not God's people. So the law brings about wrath. Actually, the law, which is pure in itself, very good in itself, the law of the commandments still there, that's the will of God, but it did not help people to be good. It proved that these people are doing bad, so they fail to do the commandments. So it brings up wrath, not blessing. So actually, the law of Moses proved that men could not save themselves. They need somebody to save them. They need the gift of righteousness given from God through faith, not through acts, because they cannot do all the good things needed from them. Therefore, it's of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed. So it's of faith. Now it's not of the law. The righteousness, the gift of salvation is only related to faith. And following the law of God is just the trial of man to please God, to be good. But as far as they could not make it this way. So God gave human beings the way to be righteous just through believing in Him. It might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed. Because God wants all people to be saved, so He gave it as like a grace from Him, not just by their works. Not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. So this gift of righteousness for all, for everybody, for the Jew people, the circumcised, and also for the uncircumcised, because they also relate to Abraham, the father of everyone who believed in God. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. You know, the word Abraham means that you are the father of many nations. So it was, you know, well known by God Himself that Abraham will be the model of faith, the role model of salvation, the man who believed in God, so God made him righteous, gave him the gift of righteousness. So he is the chosen man because he believed in God. Now everyone is ready, is invited to be people of God just to follow Abraham's steps, believing in God and working the will of God after Abraham. Glory to God.